today is using the Beit Knesset as a thoroughfare. In other words, if you're using a shul to take a shortcut or to kind of like shelter from the storm or something like that, that would be an abuse of the shul. Right? The shul is something that is designed, it's dedicated for learning, it's dedicated for davening, and to go ahead and use it for your own personal, for your own personal benefit of taking a shortcut, that would be inappropriate. An example, it would have to be using the sanctuary itself, not using necessarily the building, you know, but using the place that we daven in as a shortcut. So say, for example, you're in shul, you're in the hallway, and the kiddush is happening, and the fastest way to get to kiddush, because you know you guys want to make sure you get the cookie, would be cutting through the shul. That would be inappropriate, right? That would be something. What's that? So it would be inappropriate to cut through the shul. Within that same idea, there are opinions that say it would also be inappropriate to cut through the bima as well. Some shuls have, not here, but some shuls have, in the center of the shul, there's a place where people lean from, where people daven from, and if you were to cut through that space also, that would also potentially be a problem. There is a potential solution that some people have. Again, it's not necessarily a recommended thing to do on a regular basis. But if you do need to go into a shul, and you don't have a good reason to be in a shul, or in other words, you're using it as a shortcut, you really shouldn't. But if you sit down, you're allowed to learn in a shul. So some people go ahead, and you'll go ahead into the shul, you'll sit down, you'll say a pasuk, right? You'll learn a little bit of Torah, you'll get up, and you'll go on your way. So that is a solution. However, it's not necessarily a recommended solution on a regular basis. Yes?
What if you are going into the shul for a purpose, but like not to daven, to like look for someone, let's say?
Right, so again, so even then, if you're just wandering into a shul, it is recommended. So, like, for example, like, if I'm coming into the shul, say, I left my talis there, and I want to go ahead and pick it up, right, even then, I would go ahead and sit down and say a pasuk or something like that before you go out. In other words, you want to respect the shul as a place where it has a use for kedusha. An interesting idea when it comes to going in and out of a shul, there is actually an idea that when you go into a shul and out of a shul, you should use different exits. In other words, that if you enter the shul through one exit, you should leave through a different exit. And it could be that the general idea is that the exit that you're choosing the entrance that you're choosing to use, the door that you're using as an entrance, is your quickest way in. And on the way out, you might want to go ahead and take a different route. The different route is kind of like delaying your exit. And the idea is that when it comes to shul, we shouldn't be in the mindset of trying to run away. We don't like to be like the children running away from school. There's an idea that we want to delay our exit, right? You want to take the long way home. Well, same thing when we come up for an aliyah, we take the long way back. We take the shortest way up and the longest way back to indicate that we actually value and think that it's important, this whole idea of a shul. So when we're coming and we're leaving shul, even if you only have one exit, there's certainly that idea. Sometimes when we see everybody, you know, at the end of davening, right, it's not such a great idea to go ahead and try to bolt for the door. I mean, not saying you should sit around the shmooze and talk whatever you're going to talk. That's also a separate question in terms of what you're allowed to talk in a shul. But there's an idea that we're not really rushing out of shul. Shul is a place that we value. Shul is a place that has kedusha. We come in as quickly as possible. Another possible thing that we should discuss, exactly how fast we're getting into shul. And we should exit with, I guess, a little bit of a pause. Have a great day.